have a robot arm. We're kind of thinking, you know, we'll just figure out how to use it. We'll hire some people that know how to use it. And the plan is to start doing building scale work. So we do a lot of interior, architectural interiors, and furnishings and like wall cladding and stuff like that. This will be interesting to see if we can really get into building scale work. There's something called cross-laminated timber, which is really popular in Europe, and popular in Canada, it's starting to get more popular here. And it's timber panels that are like set up like this. So they're super strong, and you can build skyscrapers with them. So the construction site of one of these buildings is a few days, because you do all of how that panel's gonna look in a shop like this, and then when it arrives on the site, you just raise it. I'll take you back here for a quick peek. This is basically when everything's about to be shipped out. Back here. Plywood always seemed like such a boring like material to me, but it's used in so much stuff and there's lots of stuff to do with it. For sound, that is the air compression machine, and that's everything out there, all that material we're cutting into and dispersing. It has to get captured so we're not choking all day, and that helps with that too. We'll do a quick move through our break room over here. Are we doing okay on time? Basically a way to organize your workspace so everything's really visual. There's not a lot of thinking about where stuff goes. In addition to like, this is really like hard thing, you know, this is finished material. We don't want something in all that. This is a Fu Bay house. This is after World War II. There was all the houses were bound out. And this architect was John Fu Bay put together a system so you could put up new houses with like two people with a ladder and a hammer and some nails and some screws. And so they made a lot of these and no one cared about them for a long time. And then a collector had a bunch of them and they just started getting real popular again. So we kind of refinished this and made it look nice again. That's a blue day. Yep. questions or any place you want to go in particular?
How did you acquire all this machinery?
It's just over time. So I've only been here 2 years, and my background is in graphic design, so I had no idea about what goes on in the fabrication shop. But they told me they were like really serious about the company culture here, and I thought that was interesting. And then basically they just let me do a lot of cool design stuff. So how they got the machines, basically just they can bring any material in the shop and figure out how to work it. Like, there's enough people here that know what they're doing. So for other fabrication companies, like, she does make the